This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Easy Organic Gardener listeners, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardening Radio Show. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, worm, and bug farmer, co-owner of Arbico Organics, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. You are going to love my guest this hour. Kelly Rourke is an amazing woman, and what she's been doing is heroic. Let me tell you about her. Kelly Rourke has loved nature in all its capacities since she was a young girl growing up in upstate New York. Now settled in San Francisco, she has been able to explore and appreciate a very different environment. Kelly holds an undergraduate degree in environmental studies and a minor in anthropology from the University of California at Santa Cruz. She also received a Master's of Science in Environmental Management Ecology Concentration from the University of San Francisco. Her background in ecology, conservation, and culture has propelled her career in the nonprofit sector. Kelly manages the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign, NAPPC, National Pollinator Week, www.pollinator.org, and P2 grants and scholarships. When not working to support native plants and pollinators, Kelly enjoys hiking, reading, camping, and cooking. I don't know when you have time for all this, Kelly. I'm amazed. But anyway, I'm honored to have Kelly join me now on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for taking the time to enlighten us about your extremely important work.
Hello, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Oh my gosh, you are managing so much. Let's get right into this. Tell our audience how you became involved in protecting our precious pollinators and why.
Absolutely. So I actually started working with Pollinator Partnership and with pollinators in general just by happenstance. When I was younger, found an internship opportunity on Craigslist, and I applied. And now I've been with our organization for 7 years now. I always had an interest in the natural world, and as you described, my background education and professionally is in environmental studies and ecology, and I was really drawn to pollinators because of their connection to native plants. I love wildflowers, and that's always been a passion of mine, and I have a bit of a botany background, so the connection between pollinators and plants and how they're really all interconnected to the wildlife food web, as well as the food that we eat on a daily basis, and the overall planetary health that they promote and support, just really makes me feel proud to be doing this type of work.
So proud of you. I mean, you know, I don't know, but I'm going to say 30 years ago, there was nothing at the universities like what you have studied now. I mean, there was nothing like that. You had to put it all together, and that's what we did in our business. You had to be a horticulturalist. You had to have an agriculture degree. You would have had to have a mycology degree, and on and on and on. And so we didn't have it where you in all in one place where you could study this. And so I'm just so delighted that you have been able to amass this amazing amount of information, and also how important it is to really focus on pollinators. So tell us a little bit about the mission and focus of Pollinator Partnership. How did it get started, and what are you guys all about?
Absolutely. So Pollinator Partnership, or P2 as we call it for short, has been around for over 2 decades. And it is a North American scoped nonprofit organization. We're registered in the United States. However, we do work in Canada and Mexico as well. We work to promote all pollinator species and their habitat. So we're working with anything from honeybees, native bees, hummingbirds, bats, butterflies, even some mammals that pollinate in the tropics. So anything pollinator-related, We at Pollinator Partnership are working to promote the health of the species as well as the health of the habitat that supports them. So we work in various sectors. We dabble in policy, first-hand research. We work in education. We have a school garden program. Really anything looking to support and promote pollinators, that's our goal. We work with anyone and everyone we can, lots of home gardeners, like I'm sure many of your listeners are, farmers, land managers, all looking to incorporate best practices for pollinators into people's daily lives.
You are pollinating the world with taking care of pollinators. I love it. So let's, for people who are listening and don't quite understand what is pollination and who are the pollinators, I would love you to enlighten us.
Sure thing. So pollination itself is the transfer of pollen from the male parts of flowers to the female parts of the flower. Pollination can occur in many ways, including gravity, wind, water, and animal transfer. So this is, pollination is supporting the reproduction of these plant species. Animals that transfer pollen from the male to female flower parts are called pollinators. So that's who we're working with here. There are many pollinators that are native to North America, including butterflies, bees, hoverflies, wasps, and beetles, moths, and even some bats in the Southwest. The most well-known and in most places the most important pollinators are bees. And in North America, there are over 4,000 species of native bees present. And many people are aware of the European honeybee or the Western honeybee that many people beekeep for and support a lot of our agriculture here, but that's just one species of bees of many that are native in this this region of the globe that are very, very important for supporting biodiversity, for supporting ecosystem health, planetary health, and the health of humans as well.
It's quite remarkable when you think about all the different species that of animals that are involved in pollination. I mean, somewhere between 75% and 95% of all flowering plants on the earth need help with pollination. And that's, you know, pollinators provide pollination services to over 180,000 different plant species and more than 1,200 crops, which means that about one out of every three bites of food that we eat is because of pollinators. So they are so important. And, you know, I'm like I said, I am just so thrilled to have you on the show so we can thank you for your amazing work. So moving on, what is the status of pollinators and why should we help them? You know, I think we've all heard in the news, you know, colony collapse. We're talking about, obviously, habitat issues, loss of habitat. And so, I mean, this is such an important topic. But what is the status now and why should we help them?
Great question. So the status of pollinators, considering there are so many, is varied. But we do know that most pollinators, actually most invertebrates and insects in the globe right now are in decline. And pollinators are most of them are invertebrate insects. So they're threatened by a number of factors. Many are working in combination, so there's not really one, you know, smoking gun that is causing their decline. They're in decline due to habitat loss primarily. They just don't have enough clean forage and food on the landscape to sustain their populations and to promote their health. There are also pests and disease that are harming pollinators. You mentioned colony collapse disorder, and that is really the disappearance and the decline of honeybee populations and colonies in the United States, throughout the globe, really. And one major factor that scientists are thinking is causing this decline are a pest called the varroa mites.
So Kelly, I'm going to interrupt you here. We're going to come right back to this Varroa mite conversation. Okay. We've got to take a quick break. For those of you who are listening, we're coming right back with the amazing Kelly Rourke. She is beautiful. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener Show. EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me this hour is the amazing advocate for pollinators, Kelly Rourke. Here are the facts. More than 1,000 of all pollinators are vertebrates, such as birds, bats, and small mammals. Most, more than 200,000 species, are beneficial insects, such as flies, beetles, wasps, ants, butterflies, moths, and bees. In the U.S., pollination produces nearly $20 billion worth of products annually, and monarch butterflies have declined by 90% in the last 20 years. 25% of bumblebee species are thought to be in serious decline. Learn more about how you can help and become a part of the solution. Go to pollinator.org to learn more. That's pollinator.org. Welcome back, Kelly. Sorry for the interruption, but you were just talking about the varroa mite that is particularly a major issue with this colony collapse disorder. What can you tell us about that?
Right. So the varroa mite, or varroa destructor, is a small mite that attaches to either the brood, or which are the larvae, really, the babies of the honeybees, or to the adult honeybees themselves. And it causes a lot of problems for these bees. They don't develop correctly. They're unable to eat correctly. They get confused in terms of their flight patterns and just really, really disrupts their biology and phenology. So that is something that is being is a real cause of this colony collapse disorder. There are other diseases that are working against honeybees and other pollinators. There are things like deformed wing virus that is a virus in honeybee colonies that impedes their development and can cause these declines. So there's a lot of factors that are working against pollinators, unfortunately, so that's really, really why we need to help support them in every way we can. Habitat loss, as I mentioned, is a big one. There's also the encroachment of non-native plants and animals. Pesticide overuse is also a major factor that's causing decline. And really, overall climate change is also negatively impacting these animal species. Climate change is causing a mismatch in timing in the phenology of these species between the plants and the pollinators. So basically, they're not getting the right resources at the right time throughout the year anymore due to changes in climatic weather variables. So there's a lot working against these little guys, but they are extremely important and vital to ecosystem health and planetary health and human health. So as you mentioned, they're essential to the natural development of the natural world. They pollinate over 90% of flowering plants on the globe. Ecosystems would be vastly different without pollinators, and many flowering species would not survive. Pollinators are also needed to pollinate about 75% of crop plants. So as you mentioned, that equates to about a third of the food that we as humans eat on a daily basis. So clearly they're very important. They're also very important culturally. And, you know, there are certain things that they support, like support the reproduction of, like coffee, chocolate, all those great fruits, vegetables, and nuts that we like to eat on a daily basis. So we definitely don't want those things to go away, and we don't want the pollinators to go away either.
Sure don't, I'll tell you. Day to day, week to week, year to year, tell us what does PE2, pollinator partnership, what do you do moving forward so that we have an idea of how the organization works?
Absolutely. So Pollinator Partnership, or P2, as you stated, we work throughout North America to promote and protect pollinators in all landscapes. So one of the main things we do is we educate people. We raise awareness for the importance of pollinators and how people can help them. So we do that through some signature initiatives. We have about 30 programs, actually, but I'll tell you about a few of them, yep, that are really our key initiatives that people are really get excited about and get on board with. One that's probably the most fun is National Pollinator Week, and this is the third week of June each year. So for 2020, this is going to be June 22nd through the 28th. And this is a week to celebrate pollinators, to raise awareness about pollinators, and to mobilize people in your community or throughout the globe to really recognize what pollinators are doing for us and how we can support them. So we actually request proclamations from the governors of each state, and they proclaim National Pollinator Week as a state-based celebration. We also help coordinate and administer over 300 local events throughout the globe each year. We have a great website on pollinator.org that's designated to Pollinator Week, and people can search for local events that may be taking place near you. They can view the proclamation for their state and share that proudly, and really just learn about pollinators and maybe think of some fun activities that people can do to get involved. We have ideas like hosting a pollinator-themed meal, doing a nature walk, hosting a beekeeping course, or a planting day maybe at your school or your corporate campus or at a church or community garden. All really fun ways to get involved during Pollinator Week. We also, at Pollinator Partnership, we support science. We are a science-based organization. So one of the things we do is we raise money to support research grants. We have a program called the Honeybee Health Research Grants, and we each year distribute 5 grants to different researchers to look into different issues surrounding honeybee health, some of those things like the pathogens and diseases I talked about earlier, but also the nutrition and the habitat aspects of the honeybee health realm. So that's another really important one. And lastly, I would just mention a great program we have is the Bee Smart School Garden Kit. And this is a really cool program for teachers and educators to be provided with a full lesson plan for pollinator education, as well as some activities. We give native seeds and we give peat pods so that each classroom can actually grow plants to then grow a garden at your school and actually observe these pollinators firsthand. And it's proved to be really effective, and the kids just love it.
So I just love these programs. I'm so impressed with everything that you've been doing. And my goodness, it's so much. I don't know how you keep on top of it, especially the grants. I love that everything is science-based. I think it's so important because we are emotional. We do get very emotional about what's happening to this precious planet that we all get to ride on and love so much. And so, this is something that we really have to be more aware of. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what gardeners and homeowners can do for pollinators. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We've got lots more of the BZ Kelly Rourke.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 22 with more than 1,000 people injured, according to Turkish officials. Rescue workers are still searching for people buried under the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 39 people so far have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Management Group said monitoring centers gave magnitudes up to 6.8.
8. They also said it was followed by 228 aftershocks, the strongest with magnitudes of over 5.5. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lashed out in anger at an NPR reporter who accused him of shouting expletives at her. In a direct and personal attack, America's chief diplomat said the journalist lied to him and called her shameful. NPR says it will continue to stand by Mary Louise Kelly's reporting. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. Thank you so much for tuning in today and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest this hour is the impressive Kelly Rourke, manager of the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign, NAPPC, National Pollinator Week, www.pollinator.org, and P2 Grants and Scholarships. Her work and the work of the people that she's organized with is just remarkable, and her quest to ensure the survival of pollinators is to be commended. Here's how you can help pollinators. Go to pollinator.org and make a donation. No donation is too small. We all need to pitch in and help out our pollinators. So pollinator.org. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you.
My goodness, you are just so busy, and I just, I'm completely, I'm thrilled and inspired for all the good work that you guys are doing. Let's talk a little bit, about our listeners here. What can they, as gardeners or homeowners, do for pollinators? How can they participate? Because I know it seems like a daunting task, and yet, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, and it starts with us. And so, take it away.
Great. So luckily, there are a lot of things that gardeners and homeowners can do to help support pollinators. The best thing that people can do to help bees and other pollinators is to plant native plants. And this can be in gardens in your backyard, or if you don't have much space, even some pots on your doorstep or some window box plantings can be really beneficial for pollinators. It's great to plant with local native flowers that are native to your local area. There are lots of great local native nurseries around that you can visit, and many of them these days, which is wonderful, are starting to showcase pollinator plants and plants that are really workhorses for pollinators, providing a lot of the pollen and nectar that's needed to keep these pollinators healthy. Another thing that you can do in your garden or in your home is to reduce or eliminate the use of pesticide. So most pollinators are insects, and pesticides usually target insects. So by being really thoughtful about if and when you need to use pesticides can be really, really important for pollinators in your local community. We really encourage incorporating habitat on every landscape that you interact with, and you may have a role to play in your local community. So even if you don't have a backyard garden, and maybe you work in a community garden or you help beautify your community, you can help by incorporating pollinator plants into those plantings in your area. Another great thing that people can do in your landscape is to allow for a little bit of clutter in your garden. And that means to maybe not strip away all the dead plants and pithy stems that you may have or the leaf litter. Those things are actually really good for native bees. So a lot of native bees nest in the ground, or they nest in those hollowed out pithy stems of dead plant material. So by keeping those around and providing some bare ground, you're actually providing homes for native bees. So that's really important as well. A couple other pointers would be to plant in clusters to create a target for pollinators to find. So pollinators, like all of us, are trying to expend as little amount of energy as they can when they're looking for food. So if you plant in clusters, they have an easier target to land on and to get their food source. Another thing that's really important is to plant for continuous bloom throughout the growing season. So depending on where you are, that's usually spring to fall. And by providing nectar and pollen sources throughout the season, you're ensuring that you've got pollinator food in your landscape all year round.
And that's so important because, you know, it's not just honeybees. We're talking bumblebees. We're talking solitary bees. You know, so many different types of insects, including the common fly. So I know we actually rear flies, and we've had people purchase them to pollinate crops like celery, which is kind of interesting for us. So just name off maybe four or five plants that, you know, so people could say, I want to go to my nursery and buy these plants. What would you recommend?
Right. So I would recommend a lot of sunflower species are really great for pollinators. So those are the asters. Coneflowers are really wonderful. Black-eyed Susan are pretty widely native. So things like that, you know, have disc and ray flowers that provide a lot of pollen and nectar, those are going to be really good. Also penstemon and beard tongue, those are great pollinator plants for primarily hummingbirds and some moths and butterflies. Let's see, a lot of the mint species are really good. Mountain mint, sage, those are really nectar-rich plants. And then there's also to consider some host plants for pollinators, like milkweed. Depending on where you are, a lot of the monarch butterfly's migratory route goes through North America, and milkweed species are the host plant for monarch butterflies. So you're, by planting those, allowing for a spot for the monarch caterpillars to munch and grow into adult butterflies.
I love it. The common weed, the milkweed, which is now becoming way popular, and I love that. What if you don't have access to garden? What can we do?
Yeah, so even if you don't have access to a garden, like I said, there's different ways you can get involved in different landscapes. So if you have, you know, a community garden that you can get access to, a local park that you can talk with the park management and get them on board with pollinator plants, you can really advocate for pollinators at any level, even if you don't maintain or manage your own land yourself. Churches and different faith-based groups are another way to get involved. But really just educating others, mobilizing, inspiring others to recognize the importance of pollinators are really, really important. Another thing you can do is support local agriculture and support local beekeepers. These are the people that are interacting firsthand with pollinators, and by supporting them, you're supporting local pollinator communities as well. So that's another great thing. Go to your local farmer's market. Go to your local beekeeper. Maybe they've got a roadside stand you can visit. And by supporting those people that are, practicing good stewardship for pollinators, environmental stewardship, that is really, really important. A couple other things you can do, just generally be environmentally conscious. Think about your global carbon footprint and, conserving energy, reducing waste wherever you can. That's actually going to help pollinators too. Pollinators are connected to planetary health, and those little things you can do on a day-to-day basis, like riding your bike to work or walking instead of driving, turning off the light, those all are going to help with global carbon emissions, climate change, and will support pollinators. And lastly, I'd say, as you mentioned, donating and supporting and volunteering with nonprofit organizations, conservation organizations that support pollinators is probably the easiest thing that you could do, and is really, really helpful to those of us that are, on the front lines working to protect pollinators.
I love what you have to say, and I love your mission, Kelly. You say that our mission is Pollinator Partnership's mission is to promote the health of pollinators critical to food and ecosystems through conservation, education, and research. Pollinators need you, and you need pollinators. And that's so, so accurate. One of the things that I found interesting is to talk about carbon sequestration. So when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit about that, because I think that's something that we're all very concerned about. So for those of you listening, don't go away. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is the last segment of the show, and with me this hour is Kelly Rourke. She's passionate about pollinators of all types. Her mission and the mission of Pollinator Partnership is to promote the health of pollinators critical to food and ecosystems through conservation, education, and research. To learn more about how you can participate and become a part of the solution, please go to pollinator.org. Pollinator.org. Hi, Kelly. Once again, I'm so grateful for your work. Thank you so, so much. Take a moment. What is your message to our listeners today? What do you want them to leave with?
So I would love for the listeners today to leave with a sense of hope. There is a lot of, you know, kind of dismal and kind of negative things surrounding climate change, environmental health. But pollinators, I think, are a shining light that we can turn to and be really hopeful and motivated towards. So I hope your listeners will know that pollinators, though they're in the decline, are something that we can get on board with, we can help with. Anyone and everyone has the ability to promote and help pollinators at some level. And it's a really fun way to be engaged and involved as well. So I hope your listeners will leave hopeful from the segment.
Your response is heartfelt, and we feel your passion and your love of work, and we're very, very appreciative. You know, these pollinators, pollinating animals, they travel from plant to plant. They carry pollen on their bodies. It's a vital interaction, and it allows for transfer of genetic material critical to the reproductive system of most flowering plants, the very plants that bring us countless fruits, vegetables, and nuts. As you said, half of the world's oils, fibers, and raw materials. And this is the place that I think that our audience would be very interested to know more about, because we're very concerned about soil erosion and, of course, carbon sequestration. Tell us how pollinators work in that regard.
Sure. So when we think about what think about the benefits of pollinators and their interactions with the ecosystem. We call this ecosystem services that they're providing. And erosion control, carbon sequestration, pollination, water filtration, all of these are examples of the ecosystem services that pollinators provide. So pollination is the easiest one to get on board with. They're reproducing plants that then we can reap the benefits of. That's pretty simple. But on a different level, when you think about carbon sequestration, we're actually acknowledging that pollinators are combating climate change by supporting plants, trees, native flowering forbs. By helping those reproduce, they're actually supporting carbon sequestration because those plants are then capturing carbon, storing carbon that otherwise would be released into the atmosphere. And so they're actually helping combat the amount of carbon that's in our atmosphere, helping to reduce temperatures, reduce climate change negative effects. And also, it similarly with things like erosion control and water filtration, nutrient cycling, soil health, all of these native plants that pollinators support, they tend to have long tap roots and really intricate root systems. So they help keep soil in place, they help recycle nutrients in the soil, and they help with water filtration as well. So those types of native plants that pollinators are supporting, they're supporting a whole lot of other benefits as well.
Who would have thought, huh? I mean, when you put the whole thing together, it's such a beautiful plan. I'm always amazed at nature, how it's so perfectly thought out from start to finish. And it is a marvel when you think about it. Truly a marvel. So let's just talk a little bit about... I'm curious, do you have any volunteer or citizen science efforts that are available if someone says, hey, I'd really like to get involved with pollinator.org and the program? How do people get involved?
Yeah, great question. So we do have some volunteer and citizen science opportunities for your listeners and for others. So we have, there's a lot of great pollinator-based citizen science initiatives out there. There are monarch butterfly counts. So you can, if you live in an overwintering area or a summering area, you can actually count monarch butterflies, and you're contributing to the science that we need in order to see how their population's doing. There's also monarch tagging that you can take part in, which can be really fun. So tagging monarch butterflies so we can track their migration and see where they're going and or coming from. That can be really fun. We also at Pollinator Partnership have an app called the Insight Citizen Science App. And that is available on iOS. So if you have an iPhone, you can download that for free. And it teaches you how to monitor and observe pollinators. So it basically teaches you the basic science of going out in the land, picking a spot and a plant species. You can even upload photos of what you're looking at, and it teaches you how to identify different pollinator groups and observe them for a five-minute period. So that can be really fun.
Tell us the name of the app. It's the Insight Citizen
Science App. Insight Science. Citizen Science App. Yep.
Gotcha. Just didn't. Yeah. I wrote down the Insight Citizen, but I didn't remember the rest of it. So those of you who are listening, the Insight Citizen Science App. Really
That's
great.
It. Yep. And we also have one other thing in terms of volunteering and getting involved. If you live in the Midwest Great Lakes region, we have a project called Project Wingspan, and this can be found on our website, pollinator.org. We're actually training and recruiting volunteers in seed collection. And we are doing this to promote habitat, rapid enhancement of habitat on the landscape in eight states for pollinators, monarch butterflies, and other imperiled pollinators in the region. So you can learn, actually, seed collection protocol and how to clean seed, how to identify plant, target plants for pollinators. We have workshops taking place throughout the states, and we also have an online training portal as well. So even if you can't get to a workshop, you can go online and get trained up and be able to help support pollinators.
Wow, your work is it's remarkable. And I love that you mentioned earlier in the show that you have local and regional initiatives, Canada, U.S., and Mexico. That is quite amazing. How does it work with other countries? Do you have any issues at all, or the doors are open, or how does it work?
Yeah, good question. So through NAPSE, which is our North American Pollinator Protection Campaign, we have about 180 different member organizations from Canada, United States, and Mexico. And we're actually even gaining traction in other countries as well. We have people in China, Australia, Great Britain, Kenya. And so people are just across the board really getting on board with pollinators and recognizing their importance. So luckily we don't run into too many issues in terms of, you know, international collaboration. It works really well, actually. And people understand that pollinators, they don't abide by borders, state borders, country borders, you know, that's not something they're concerned with. So a lot of these pollinators migrate, you know, their ranges go throughout states and different countries. So we have to work collaboratively to support them. It just makes sense. And luckily it works really well. And we've got great partners in all of those countries and states as well.
I love the partnerships. You know, homeowners, local governments, national governments, and private industry, everybody making the effort certainly is the catalyst for changing the future of pollinators and securing our own for the future. So this work is just so important for everybody. All of us are so dependent on pollinators, and your work is just remarkable. Do you keep bees by any chance?
I do not personally. I live in a small studio apartment in San Francisco, so I'm one of those that doesn't have a landscape or a yard of their own, but we work with a lot of beekeepers who are just fantastic people.
I've had quite a few on the show before, and there's something about the bees that is working with them is like a meditation. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being our guest today on the Easy Organic Gardener. We'd love, love, love to have you back to hear more about how you're progressing in the future. And for those of you who are listening, thank you also. Go out and make it a great Easy Organic Gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.